Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes. I'm Lavisha Darad. Today is Monday, 21st of October, and here are the top things to know before market opens. The Indian benchmark indices, Sensex and Nifty, are likely to open marginally higher today, as trends in the GIFT Nifty indicate a flat to positive start for the broader index. In the previous trading session, both Sensex and Nifty rebounded in trade, snapping its 3 days of decline as buying emerged in banks and financial services stock. The Sensex closed 200 points higher, while Nifty closed above that 24,850 mark. Today, we will watch out whether Nifty reaches above its 25,000 level and sustains that level, with support placed at 24,648. Volatility is likely to continue this week as well, as markets respond to India Inc.'s September quarter results. This week, more than 400 corporates will unveil their Q2 scorecard, with prominent names like ICICI Bank, Hindustan Unilever, ITC, Ultratech Cement, Bajaj Finance on the radar. Market participants are also likely to focus on geopolitical tensions in the Middle East, its impact on crude prices and precious metals. Globally, weekly jobs, new home sales and durable goods orders data from the US, while manufacturing and services flash PMI numbers from several developed and developing nations for October will also be watched out. Let's take a look at how the global markets have performed. On Friday, the US markets ended on a positive note. Both the S&P 500 and the Dow Jones surged to record highs, sealing 6 straight weeks of gains. The tech-heavy Nasdaq Composite Index, meanwhile, led by a post-earnings jump in Netflix, ended up 0.6%. Meanwhile, Asia-Pacific markets were mixed this morning as China's central bank cut the 1- and 5-year loan prime rates by 25 basis points to 3.1% and 3.6%. Japan's benchmark Nikkei 225 was marginally down, while South Korea's Kospi climbed 0.2% and Australia's S&P 200 index started the day up 0.6%. On the other hand, crude prices were flat after data showed China's economic growth slowing amid weak demand, as well as investors digested a mixed Middle East outlook. Now let's take a look at some of the stocks that might move in today's trade. HDFC Bank, the country's largest lender, will be in focus after it reported its Q2 results. The lender reported a 5.3% year-on-year growth in its net profit, while net interest income rose 10% year-on-year. The board has also approved selling of equity shares worth 10,000 crore rupees via an OFS in its subsidiary HDB Financial Services as part of its much-anticipated IPO. The total IPO size will be amounting to 12,500 crore rupees, including a fresh issue of 2,500 crore rupees. Secondly, shares of Kotak Mahindra Bank will be in focus after the company signed a pact with the Standard Chartered Bank in India to acquire its personal loan book. The bank will acquire 4,100 crore rupees of Standard Chartered's personal loan book. The company will also be in focus after it reported its September quarter performance, which was well below street estimates due to rising slippages. Thirdly, shares of JM Financial will grab attention in the street after RBI lifted the restrictions it imposed on the company's JM Financial Products unit. The company can now provide loans against shares and debentures. And finally, shares of JSW Steel will be in focus after the company acquired ThyssenKrupp Electrical Steel India jointly with Japan's JFE Steel Corporation. Coming to today's Voice of the Day segment, we have VK Vijay Kumar of Geojit Financial Services talking about what your trading strategy should be this week. Let's listen in.
More than 5% correction in the Nifty in October so far has made India an underperformer. Year till date, Nifty is up only by 13.46%. Contrast this with the S&P 500, which is up by 23.65% year till date. The above 5% correction in Nifty has been triggered mainly by sustained FII selling. FIIs have sold in the cash market on every trading day of this month so far. Total FII selling this month so far is above 83,000 crores. Even though DII buying has almost entirely absorbed the FII selling, the market drifted down, impacted by negative sentiments. FIIs have been selling in India and buying in Chinese stocks because Indian valuations had become elevated and Chinese stocks had become very cheap. This is most likely to be a short-term tactical trade, but may continue for some more time. Market can recover on domestic buying, but it is unlikely to move up sharply this week. The major headwind for the market will be the downgrade in corporate earnings. Corporate earnings in this financial year, FY25, will be around only 10%, perhaps slightly less than 10%. A rate cut by the MPC can lift sentiments, but this is unlikely in 2024, given the high CPI inflation. Further correction, particularly in mid and small caps, is likely. Now, safety is in large caps, particularly in fairly valued large caps like financials. IT can be bought on declines. Selective buying in defensives like pharma is advisable. Investors can look at the Q2 results and buy stocks which are reporting good results and where the guidance also is positive.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you. Have a great trading day, and we will catch you tomorrow at the same time.